Did you know that kinky wellness is integral to your self-development? Hi, welcome to The Partition, home of kinky wellness, the ultimate destination to explore the integral connection between kinky wellness and your personal development. I'm your host and kinky wellness coach, Dana Shergill, and each Monday I bring on a special guest to dive into specific aspects of kinky wellness. From unconventional practices to thought-provoking conversations, I'm here to break down barriers and redefine the boundaries of wellness and pleasure. Don't forget to join me for my solo shows on Wednesdays, where I explore even further into the multifaceted layers of kinky wellness. So let's strip away the shame and taboo together and have an open conversation about it. Hey, and welcome back. Today, we are welcoming Zhenya to the show. Zhenya is an accredited energy therapist, a passionate sexuality guide, a master of counseling psychology candidate, and a graduate from the world's premier hands-on healing program. She packs over 12 years of extensive training and experience in facilitating private healing and sexual guidance sessions, from focusing on topics such as personal growth, relationships deepening, dating, mindfulness-based healing, and sexual wellness. And today, Zhenya is here to talk to us about energy orgasms. So let's welcome her to the show and get right into it. Welcome to the show, Zhenya. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. What about you?
I'm good. I'm good on this chilly day here. So hopefully we can spice things up in this episode. So your position is very interesting. And I was wondering if you could go into a little bit more about what an energy therapist actually is.
Mm-hmm. I went to an energy healing school for 4 years out in US, and it's considered world's premier energy healing school. And essentially what I do is it's sort of like acupuncture, but without the use of needles. And so I work to balance out the energy field, and it works on multiple levels, including physical, emotional, energetic. My specialty is sort of emotional and the sexual levels.
Wonderful. So because it doesn't involve anything, is it really a sense of presence that you need with your clients when you walk into a room, or what would kind of go through a traditional session?
Yeah, it's a great question. So sometimes it's done hands-on when the person is lying on the table fully closed, and I might place my hands on their main kind of joints and energy centers. But a lot of times it's done long distance. And so it's very similar in a way to mindfulness, where I will guide you through deep breathing. I will connect with you long distance. You will feel like you're in a state of trance. I might be asking you some questions. We might be clearing some blockages. We might be enhancing your energetic experience. Like some people might come and say, hey, I don't feel my sexual energy, right? So you could like start feeling it more. Or some people might say, you know, I'm going through heartbreak. And so that could be helpful as well in that sense.
Wonderful. So in relation to our sexual blockages, now, is there kind of a traditional list where it's the same over and over again? I'm sure it varies from person to person, but is there a generalization of which blockages people might have?
That's a great question. Sometimes I see clients from a conservative background, right? Whether they were brought up conservatively with regards to the religion or cultural, maybe familial values. And so there you might see some blockages related to shame or guilt. Sometimes you might see people who might have gone through some sexual trauma, right? And there you might see some blockages, and some of them might not even be aware of these experiences. And then they come to them in this sort of state of trance. And sometimes it's couples who want to spice things up and connect even deeper, right? And maybe learn energy orgasm, which I teach a lot. So this is a type of energetic sexuality that is very gentle and very exciting at the same time. So that could also be done personally, but also for couples.
Wonderful. Now, before we get into the energy orgasms, in regards to the blockages, I know that our certain body parts will hold on to certain feelings. Now, when it comes to sexual blockages, is that also in a particular area of the body, or is that kind of just all over?
Often it's connected to an area of the body. And so, you know, the sexual center is typically thought to be located in the lower stomach, right? So people may have all sorts of even physical issues with the reproductive system, right? And so a lot of blockages might be surrounding the genital area or lower stomach, kind of buttocks area. When we talk about self-esteem, self-confidence, a lot of times you talk about your kind of upper stomach or your solar plexus. The heart is usually responsible for your love and affection towards yourself, but also others, relationships. And so depending on what experiences you've had, you might even feel like a sense of blockage there or pain or tightness, right? And then the throat is usually responsible for speaking your truth, communication. And then the higher you go, the higher frequency is more responsible for like intuition or connection to whatever you believe to be the highest expression of who you are.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So energy orgasm sounds quite interesting. And now I did do a little review on your YouTube and you can do it also long distance. I saw that you were able to do that. And I was wondering if you could walk us through a little bit about what energy orgasms are and how you're able to do that even virtually.
Yeah, energy orgasms are very exciting. To me, it's like sort of a multidimensional way to experience pleasure. So you know how you might experience pleasure locally, like clitorally or stimulating penis. You could also maybe go full body with like maybe a G-spot or prostate stimulation. And then, you know, there's this dimension of like emotional connection and so on. And so to me, energy orgasm kind of combines it all. You could have physical, like full body orgasm associated with it, and you have like really deep emotional connection. You can have very strong energetic experience and spiritual connection if that's something that you're after. So it's kind of this, holistic approach to experience and pleasure, but also really, really deep connection with yourself and the other.
And that might be a little bit hard to connect ourselves on that deep level right off the bat. So, is there any type of prep work that someone would have to do kind of to get in that right mindset before walking into an energy orgasm session?
For sure, yeah, and I actually have a free course that guides you through like some of the first steps that I'm happy to share the link with you for. But essentially, it's all about learning to become more sensitive to energy, right? And maybe that comes from meditation, maybe that comes from mindfulness, when you're just really tuning in to yourself, to your partner, to what is present around you. And then it's also learning to breathe deeply into your stomach so that you're more present and that you're more kind of connected to your experience. It's also about releasing blockages, right? Because if we have a lot of blockages and you want to start kind of moving that energy and express it, sometimes it gets stuck. And so you want to figure out what is preventing me from living my best life? Like, what is preventing me from being more sexually expressed or experiencing more pleasure, right? And then I would teach you step-by-step technique on how to experience this for yourself. And I have courses where you can just learn to do it on your own. Or it could be facilitated by me, or it could be facilitated by partners. So I teach all of those methods.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, one of them was the touch-free multi-orgasm, and that sounds very exciting. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely. Some people are a lot more kind of open to receiving energy, sexual energy, a lot more expressive, right? And these are typically people who are very mindful, who maybe have done meditation before, who are kind of sexually expressive, open, and it comes to them very easily, right? And so I've had clients where they might squirt touch-free, they might ejaculate touch-free, they might start, they learn to cycle this energy, and it brings them a lot of pleasure. And so that's very much possible long distance or in person. But also I've seen clients who need to ramp up to that, right? And they need to learn to open up a little bit more, to become more expressive, to kind of maybe release some of the trauma or blockages and then learn the steps. So there is like a range of experiences that one can have. Energy orgasm doesn't have to be sexual. Sometimes it's an emotional expression, right? Like people might laugh or they might cry. It might be like a strong spiritual experience, or it could be very sexual experience, depending on what is alive in you today. I usually say that's what kind of comes out. But once you learn the steps and you start practicing, it just becomes your second nature.
That's wonderful. So even with the touch-free one, I did see that men can have multiple orgasms, and this can highlight even with men who are struggling with erectile dysfunction. And I think that that is also something to highlight there.
I think it's a great experience to have regardless of your physiology, right? Because it is energetic in nature. And so it works great with EDP, anything at all. And even for women who haven't experienced orgasms before, it's a nice, gentle way to get into your sexual energy because it's so kind of sensual and so connective and deep.
And how long does these typically range for? Would it be something where someone is guaranteed an orgasm at the end of it? Or if it's something that maybe it doesn't happen necessarily in that session, but it's something that you work up to in the next one?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like the courses go for usually 500 US, but right now they're actually on sale, 50% off. So you could get a course for 250. And in terms of the sessions, usually I would say it takes about four sessions. Sometimes it happens in the first, and sometimes by the fourth session, you're very close and you know how to move the energy and you've learned everything that you could, and you just might require a bit more practice. So I would say 9 out of 10 people have it by session four, and then a few people might still need to keep practicing. It's just like riding a bike or learning to play a piano, right? There are certain steps involved, and depending on where you start, it might take you longer or shorter. Like I've had clients where I start explaining the process and I just started doing the healing, which is not even sexual, and they start having the orgasm on the table. And I'm like, okay, then I guess we don't need to go into the rest of the explanation.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I think when it comes to energy, there's people that might be a little bit apprehensive around it versus people that are very open towards it. Now, me personally, I'm very open towards this, but for someone who's a little apprehensive, what would you say about maybe opening their minds to going into energy orgasms or looking into that work?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think this work is very gentle in terms of there's no spiritual teaching that necessarily comes with it, right? It's just basically based on learning to breathe, learning to be more open, more present in your body. It's mindfulness based, it's experiential, right? So it doesn't really have any type of belief system that needs to be attached to it. Maybe just having an open mind and saying, hey, can I feel that? You know, do I want to feel into what does this feel like? Because sometimes your phone might be ringing and you know who's calling you. Or sometimes this person comes into the room and you just like instantly feel this in your body. Or sometimes you feel this like sexual energy. It's just all over. Or maybe it's in your genitals, right? Or maybe you feel like you've fallen in love and then you feel the butterflies. All of those are expressions of energy, right? So I think we're just not kind of thinking about them this way. But I think if you think back to your experiences, I think everybody probably has experienced something like that before.
Absolutely. Actually, that's a very valid point. I do like that. And it's quite cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
So when it comes to energy work that maybe couples might be able to do together, are there particular activities that couples can learn to do with each other?
Definitely. And I have a course that is called Couples Ecstasy, and that's the energy orgasm course for couples. I think it's a beautiful experience that deepens your connection. You know how a lot of times when you're in a long-term relationship, or even if it's a new energy experience, you want to feel something extra, or you want to spice things up, or you want to, you know, I think that's where energy orgasm comes in. It teaches you how to, and usually my course is kind of, it's more than just that energetic experience. It's all about connection, right? So it teaches you how to connect emotionally deeper to your partner, how to work through conflicts and communication, because to me, those are blockages in the relationship. When we talk about solo energy orgasm, we have our own blockages. But when we talk about couples energy orgasm, I think the communication issues could be the blockages in the couple. And then we start gradually kind of tuning into more of the sensations, like what type of sensations do you like, you know, sort of unlike kink and just like sensation play. And then you start tuning into what is the space between us, you know, and then you go through step by step of learning to experience the energy orgasm and facilitate it for your partner.
Wonderful. So these seem pretty like anyone can do it, really. Anyone can come in and do this work if they have an open mind.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's very accessible.
So is there anything particular that when someone's coming, say someone comes to you and wants to start, and what would the first couple of sessions kind of be like? Is it more or less just an inwardly soul searching of going in and doing some inwardly work before you're able to move forward with the energy?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think people come from different reasons, right? Like sometimes I see clients who are, let's say, out of relationships. They've just gone through a breakup or divorce and they want to rediscover themselves. And so the first module they might focus on is connection with yourself. And you start to understand, you know, what it is that I'm into nowadays. What do I want to attract into my life? What do I want to let go of? And so you might start with that kind of blockage release work. And then you might go into more of the, what am I into? What are my sexual preferences? And then you might branch out into Do I want to start dating? I offer dating guidance. Do I want to, deepen my current relationship if somebody's in relationship, or do I want to learn more about sexuality? And this is where the energy orgasm comes in. But sometimes it's also couples, right? And couples then might say, hey, we want to spice things up. And then we start kind of diving into more of the what are your turn ons? What are your turn offs? What do you want to achieve? And then we can start then exploring each of these areas.
And what type of energy orgasms are there? Are there like a great number of different ones that someone could do?
To me, it's like an umbrella term, and then whatever is alive in you today, that's what you experience, right? So it's kind of just being present to this energy. And so for men, it becomes multi, you learn to become multi-orgasmic without needing to ejaculate. You could choose to ejaculate at some point, but you don't run into the refractory period. So you can kind of keep that pleasure going on longer. For women, you can again start cycling it through your body. And you can also expand into like more multidimensional experiences. Like, if somebody is spiritual or into energy, they might start seeing colors, or they might start falling into like certain memories or interesting experiences that are sort of beyond the physicality of this world. And for couples, I think it's a great way to just really be present. Because I notice that a lot of times we're not present, right? We're not mindful. And if we're in long-term relationships, sometimes we just have our groove going and we have this thing and we just keep doing it over and over again, right? And then we kind of get tired of it. So I think learning to experiment, be creative with it, but also be present with our partners, like the biggest gift we can give to each other and to ourselves.
Well, you mentioned men having multiple orgasms, and I feel like that might be a little bit of a, I guess, a misconception that men can only orgasm once, and there's this story that they orgasm once and then they just fall asleep. And so this narrative really challenges that men can have multiple orgasms.
It definitely does. Yeah, I have quite a few videos filmed with men on my YouTube channel, Spirit Sex Lab, and it shows a lot of men who learn to become multi-orgasmic. And so you can keep going for as long as you want. You keep experiencing pleasure. You keep cycling it through your body. Because I think there's a misconception, as you said, that ejaculation and orgasm are the same entity, and they're not, right? Sometimes they happen, close together, and so we kind of equate them to each other. But ejaculation doesn't have to follow the orgasm, or orgasm doesn't have to follow ejaculation. And so what I teach is how to enhance, how to prolong the orgasm, and then you can choose to ejaculate when you choose to ejaculate.
And now, would that come from like discipline on the man's side to be able to kind of hold that together? Or is that how would what would be some of the things that would help a man be able to have a multi-orgasm?
Yeah, it's kind of being more present with their experience. It's being more sensitive to energy. It's learning the step-by-step technique on how to cycle this energy through your body. And at the same time, learning to sustain that level of kind of excitement, right? But energy orgasm doesn't have to be done with penetration. It could be, but it might be digital stimulation, maybe oral, it might be just solo play, right? So depending on what is taking place there, you need to either control the length of it, or you don't. You could just edge yourself and stop and cycle the energy, right? So it depends on what you're using at the moment. Maybe it's the toys. You basically just practice cycling this energy through your body, and then you learn to embrace that stronger experience of pleasure.
Wonderful. Well, what brought you into the energy work to begin with? Because this is all quite interesting.
Yeah, I think at some point I had an experience, like a meditative experience, where I was like, oh my God, there's so much more to this world than I thought, right? Like, there's so much more than just the physicality of it. And I felt like a kid in the store. And I was like, oh my God, I need to learn more, you know? And then I enrolled in the school of Barbara Brown School of Healing. And I went there, and it was just almost like, Harry Potter, Hogwarts, school. Like, it was insane. It was very magical. We didn't really study sexuality as much there, but when I came back, I started experimenting with sexuality, and I was like, oh my God, how could I bring energy work into sexuality? And then I had a partner who was as equally open to experiencing it, and we just had an experience, and I was like, okay, this is how you do it. And I kind of deciphered the formula, and I've been teaching it ever since, because I think everybody should experience this. It's just so mind-blowing.
Yeah, and I think it's also again, like I do feel like we have a little bit of a disconnect out here in the sense of energy. Like it's very, people need to see things in front, especially because we have I guess like a medical society that really needs answers all the time and they need to see it all the time. So this is something like there are some things in life that you can't see. You can just feel it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm graduating from my master's in counseling psychology program soon and just becoming psychotherapist in a couple of weeks. And what I noticed is that scientific, like Western world, is also coming to this realization. So a lot of my learning has been on mindfulness, has been on like sort of visualizing energy. And I was like, oh my God, this is so interesting how, you know, the psychotherapy is embracing it as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, and what other things are about energy work that you really want people to know about it?
Well, I think it could be very powerful to be mindful and present with yourself, because a lot of times I think we are the ones stopping ourselves. You know, I remember when I used to rock climb indoors and my husband would belay me. And for those of you who know, like you're basically tied up, like there's a rope, right? And you're sort of, even if you fall off the wall, you're still hanging on this rope that's called belaying, right? And so as I'm climbing, I'm noticing that there are only like two stones left. And then I hear this voice inside my head that says, you can't do it. And like my body freezes. And that's when I realized that I've been stopping myself without paying attention and just believing these voices that lived inside of me. I've been like literally stopping myself from achieving the things that I wanted to achieve. And so I took a pause and I started talking to this voice. My husband was probably thinking, what is she doing up there? And I was like, well, you know what? I actually can do it. I'm physically in great shape. And, you know, it's only a couple of stones and my husband is belaying me. I'm absolutely safe. And so I did that. But that kind of gave me this shift in my understanding of when we're present with our feelings and our thoughts, we're able to decipher which thoughts we want to believe, which feelings we want to embrace. And that's mastery over your whole life. Like essentially being mindful and being present with yourself, I think, is the biggest gift we can give to ourselves and to those around us. And then we can expand it towards others and being present and mindful about our relationships, about our connection with others. A lot of times we're disconnected, we're on our phones, right? Like we're not even living this life. We're kind of just somewhere else. And so I think that's what energy work and mindfulness give you, that kind of presence and awareness. And I think everything else flows out of it.
Yeah. And what I've noticed too, is when you are more present, especially with your energy, there, a lot of the negative energy seems to go away really fast because we're always thinking about the negative things that are kind of on the back burner all the time. And when you're in a present moment, those things aren't happening in that moment. So you don't need to like create more stress for yourself that isn't happening in front of you right now.
Absolutely. It's like, I remember I was reading the book, The New Earth and the Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Right. And he talks about that we're typically either in the future and we're like so anxious and projecting all sorts of negative stuff into the future, or we're in the past and we're kind of feeling sad about maybe what took place, right? But we really all are in the now. And so that's the place to be. And you're absolutely right. This is where like that presence and positive energy come from, that kind of sense of just being.
And yeah, just being in the moment. I think that's something that wasn't really pushed, at least in my education, or kind of like it very much was always think of the future. And I think our education system also pushes that, like, oh, what are you going to do for the rest of your life? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You have this, and it's kind of built in. And when you turn into an adult, you can kind of still view life through that, like this productivity output that we must have. And that also can hinder our ability of being present with our energies currently.
Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. Yeah, that, and also thinking when I do this, I'll be happy, or when I achieve this, you know, I'll be good. Whereas we're living right now, and I think this is the power of sexuality as well. Like when you are in the present moment, enjoying all of the pleasure you can get, and like all of the connection with your partner, it's priceless because you just are, right? And this is how life should be: just being present in every moment.
Absolutely. Even though it's so difficult, technologies, they always want to remind us about all these things, but it's about carving out time and looking into things like energy orgasms and energy work and seeing that there are things beyond maybe that you don't know. And there'd be very interesting to go see through it.
For sure. I agree with you.
So energy orgasm seems like it's very much you might have to get through a little bit of layers if you are someone that suffers from a little bit of anxiety, or maybe they do think of the future in a negative way. So that's something that will help them in the future of kind of backpedaling those thoughts as well.
Yeah, for sure. Like the initial first steps include being present, learning to breathe properly, which entails using diaphragmatic breath, which is a great type of breath that jumpstarts your parasympathetic nervous system. And that's the part of your nervous system that's responsible for rest and digest. And so that type of breath is recommended for people with anxiety. It could even take people out of panic attacks. And so we start with that. And it's all about being able to ground into yourself and be present and really de-escalate, right? Just come out of stress. I think in general, stress really affects us negatively. Like even I see a lot of clients with ED who are really struggling with like stressful thoughts. And because what happens is that the energy just starts to flow to your like fight or flight, right? Response. Like it kind of leaves all of your extremities. And of course you can't really perform because you are stressed out, right? And so I teach people how to relax and just be present and be mindful, and that's very helpful for anxiety or any type of sexual issues as well.
Absolutely. And do you have any tips for someone that would have that, where someone would be able to use that right now, like one activity?
The diaphragmatic breath is a great one. Do you want me to walk you through it?
Yeah, sure, that would be fun. We could do one right
Sure, that
now.
sounds good.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to ask you then to close your eyes if you feel comfortable.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe place one of your hands on your heart and one on your stomach. And just notice the way that you're breathing right now. And so, usually, the way we breathe is we take shallow breaths into our chest, as though as we're stuck in the elevator and there's just not enough air. Can you relate to that a little bit?
Yeah, I was gonna
Yeah.
say.
Beautiful. Yeah, so that's very, very common. So what I'm going to invite you to do is to take a slow, deep breath on the count of four into your stomach and hold for two and slowly breathe out through your mouth on the count of four. Beautiful. And do that a few more times at your own pace. And as you're doing it, notice how your lower hand on the stomach is expanding as you're breathing in. Beautiful. And keep noticing how the air travels into your lungs. And then how it escapes back through your mouth. You can also start visualizing as though you're growing roots out of your feet. So just visualizing grounding into the earth through your feet. And notice how that might be shifting your experience. Sometimes you might start feeling heavier, or you might become more aware of the soles of your feet. Beautiful. Let's just take one more deep breath. And just slow breath out. Beautiful. And when you're ready, you can start bringing your awareness back. And slowly opening your eyes. And let me know, I know that was very quick experiential, but how was it for you?
No, I would say that my hands actually feel lighter.
Yeah.
And like my fan, I feel like my hands were the first one to feel something, interestingly.
Yeah.
My hand and my heart. I don't know if that means anything, but that's the first one.
Beautiful, beautiful. And what did you feel in your heart?
Like it lighter, like almost feel like maybe the heaviness from my heart went through my hand and out. And I feel like that's kind of what it was.
Yeah, and our hands are very powerful in terms of like our healing abilities, right? Like even we lay our hands on our loved ones when they're not feeling well, right? So placing your hand on your heart and your stomach is definitely has a healing effect, and it could kind of help discharge any type of stress or pressure that you might be feeling. So that type of breath is a great breath that I would recommend everyone to use maybe once a day or whenever you need a break, and just really being mindful and present with yourself, and it really helps with stress and anxiety.
Well, even your point about the hands, I didn't realize that. But yeah, that's totally true. Like, even when you do place your hands on someone else. And so, is there particular areas, like, if I was to do that again, like, it's important to put your hands on your heart and your stomach, but like other things, like on your head, would that also bring you to something else or maybe symbolize something else?
For sure. Yeah, the reason why I got you to put it on a heart and the stomach for this exercise is because then you're able to gauge whether you're breathing into your stomach and your lower hand is sort of moving, right? Or if you're only breathing into your chest and then only your top hand is moving. But a lot of times I find it healing to just place my hand on my heart, you know, and tell myself I love you, or just being kind of your best friend. Or if you are feeling you know, if you're feeling maybe blockages in your sexuality, you might place your hand on your lower stomach and just really flow some love into it. And depending on which center you may want to work on, like some people struggle with speaking their truth or communicating, and that's the center. And so you might want to place your hand here or hold it above if that's too sensitive. And you can even visualize, you know, sending yourself some beautiful energy or some kind of color that speaks to you in terms of being healing. And that's also used in like psychotherapy too. Like I was really surprised. Kind of modulating the color and just sending yourself that energy and could be one of the mindfulness techniques.
Well, I do like that. I have done breathing before, but yes, I think the adding of the hands, it brings it almost to another level of what you're doing.
And a lot of times what is helpful as well, and why I appreciate your question so much, is a lot of times we don't connect. It's hard for some of us to connect our sexuality with our love, right? Like some people have it completely disconnected and they struggle with it. Like some people say, oh God, if I feel connected to someone sexually, I just can't connect to them emotionally. Or if I feel connected emotionally, I just can't, like there's something going on with my sexuality. And so that's why this hand position, heart and lower stomach, is also important, is that you can connect the two centers. You can sort of connect the emotional aspect, but also the sexual aspect.
And a lot of things tend to come back to our stomach, I feel like, our sexuality, a lot. I almost seems like that is kind of like the hub of if we're healthy or not, is in that area of our body.
Yeah, for sure. Some people say you store all sorts of emotions there, like anger, rage, shame, guilt, right? Judgment. So I think it's a good exercise to kind of pinpoint, identify where in my body am I storing different emotions, or where do memories come up? Where are the blockages, right? And so that's also helpful then in starting to heal those parts of yourself, or at least bringing more awareness to it.
Awareness is, I think, well, number one, you
For
got to be
sure.
aware of it to fix it. But
Yeah.
you also work so much with couples, and you have a lot of like spicy date night tips and things for couples, especially on long distance. And can you share a couple activities that someone would be able to do?
Sure. Well, some great activities could be, I love eye gazing, right? So looking into somebody's eyes and like actually setting a timer for 5 minutes, that's a great one. Have you ever tried that one before?
Yes, and you know what? A lot of it is the laughter, and I haven't my personally run into it where I've had like difficulty looking into people's eyes, but I have seen in classes like some people very much struggle to like maintain that, especially if it goes like longer for like 10 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it becomes very vulnerable, very deep, and sometimes it is difficult, right? Because then you have that, you know, voice in your head, the similar one that I've heard when I was rock climbing, tells you, oh my God, this is weird. Like, why am I doing this? You know, what is he thinking? What is she thinking? Is this over yet? Right? And so it's just kind of become learning to let go of those thoughts, visualizing them as clouds in the sky, and just coming back to the experience. But I find that it's a beautiful experience to really enhance your connection with your partner. Another one that I love is painting with love, and it's also part of my course for couples. And this is when you take turns. One person is in the receiving end, the other one is in the giving end. And the person on the giving end tells the person on the receiving end everything that they love about this person. And this is like, at this point, like kind of non-sexual, like non-attraction based. It's more like human qualities, right? And they keep going, and the person on the receiving end opens their heart and they just listen without dismissing or trying not to give in to these thoughts. So, you know, they're just saying that because it's part of the exercise, or this is not true. And then you switch, and then you do it the other way. And I find it so transformative. Like I've had couples who said that they've fallen in love with each other and they felt like it was their honeymoon again. I've done this for groups of people where people like started crying. Like it's just such a vulnerable experience to be seen for who you are and to be loved so much. And how frequently do we take the time to tell our partners how much we appreciate them, right? So that's a beautiful practice. And then the next one is painting with lust. And that's the one where you want to kind of make it more sexual. And then you do the same thing, but then you go all the way from your head to the toes and say everything that turns you absolutely crazy on about this person, right? And like, and then you use dirty talk and then it gets sexy. And then that brings out different type of energy, like more kind of the sexual energy. So that one is a fun one as well. So I love those three. They're my favorite exercises for sure.
Well, I love the one about the giving and receiving of comments because it, yeah, we don't, we forget. And sometimes maybe we'll say one thing here and there. Maybe we'll say a comment passing through, but we don't really give time to just sit there and start listing off all the things that we're appreciative of our partners as well.
Absolutely. It's such a beautiful practice. And it could be done anywhere. It could be done with friends, could be done at birthday parties, right? Like you could have like a birthday person in the middle and everybody else like paints them with love. It's just such a great feeling, you know, when people tell you what they appreciate about you. It just really creates that experience of unconditional love.
Yeah, and I also like on the receiving end that it's also forces the person on the other end to receive because sometimes we have a very difficult time receiving compliments. It like makes us uncomfortable. And so this is something of like, it's okay to hear these things. We should be actually hearing these more positive things instead of the negative all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that also boosts your self-confidence, right? So this could be used for people who struggle with self-confidence. And I have a lot of clients who unfortunately struggle with self-confidence. And it starts with that negative self-talk that we might not be aware of. And then it comes back to, you know, what do you love about yourself? And just being really conscious about painting with love for yourself, right?
Absolutely. Well, this has been a great conversation. Thank you for coming on the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave my listeners with?
Well, I'm just so happy to be here and thank you so much for inviting me. And I just wanted to mention that I have a couple of free courses, so you guys please feel free to check them out. Also, if you want to sign up for energy healing sessions, sex education, or sexual therapy, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, I'd love to see you.
Absolutely. And whereabouts can my listeners find you on Instagram?
So, Instagram, I am Spirit Sex Lab.
Wonderful. And I'll make sure to put all your links in the description and your courses and anything else that you'd like my listeners to have access to. And for my listeners, you guys know what to do. I will see you on Wednesday. As always, stay kinky.